This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Last night, Lawrence, I fell asleep during the middle of that football game, I'll be honest. And I woke up to, among other texts, you in the group thread saying, "That's the best catch I've ever seen." And then I watched the full highlight of that game and saw what I still think should have been a catch. I'm still here today thinking that Puka Nacua should have gotten that call.
He had it with one hand, and he dragged his toes.
And he dragged both toes.
That's a catch,
that
right?
Is a catch.
He had it with one hand.
Unless the ball moves.
It does not move. Oh, but you know what? The ball fell out as he was going to hit the ground.
And it's making me rethink, do I need to rethink the definition of a catch?
The law. We're looking today at the letter of the law. Any problems?
By the letter of the law, that should be a catch.
Well, by the letter of the law, it's not a catch.
But it should be.
Artistically, it should be a catch.
Lawrence, they need to change the letter of the law.
Stick to the letter of the law.
Tyler, if I made that catch in the Turkey Bowl.
You made that catch.
Tyler.
We're giving that to you.
Yeah, you're giving that to me. That's what I'm saying. If I make that catch in the Score Turkey Bowl.
Well, if it's a Turkey Bowl, I mean, yeah, I would give it to you. But, I mean, this is an NFL game prime time.
I assume Connor O'Donnell would be there with the video.
With the cameras. He's only got the one angle, though. The one that doesn't.
He's our review guy.
I know. And the Twitch mob would be our eyes in the sky.
And they wouldn't give you the catch.
After further review, Matt Spiegel, in fact, did not make that catch.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Go ahead.
Hold on, Tyler. I know that voice. It was you.
What are you talking about?
As the referee. Dino from Mount Greenwood caught up to the show later and texted in that he and the Twitch mob would indeed have given me the catch if I made the Puka Nacua catch in the Turkey Bowl. So whatever, you little Ed Hockley looking mother bleeper. Hell no, Tyler.
Tyler Buterbaugh is here in full space command, and I think that now he's the highest ranking official left in the building.
Is Porth gone?
He will be soon. Wow. That puts Tyler in charge of everything. Yeah. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, and yes, Tyler's in charge. After that open, he can be in charge of whatever he wants.
That was excellent work by Tyler Buterbaugh. We're in 11 personnel. We got one Tyler here today. We'll see if the other one shows up. Who knows? Maybe we'll go into 12 personnel later on in the show.
Sometimes if there's one, the other one shows up.
That's usually how it works.
That's how they spawn like that.
Yep. It's our red zone offense. That's what we like to do. We got a lot of stuff that we've got to get done on today's show, including talking with Matt Forte. That is actually happening today at 3 o'clock. Patrick Manley will join us in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk with Coach at 5 o'clock. And we'll let you hear from Ben Johnson a little bit later on in the show. We're going to give away some Bulls stuff tonight. And we're gonna let people know that the Bulls are playing. And we're going to give away some tickets for Brian Regan's concert.
It's a funny man.
He is a funny man.
Chicago
so be listening.
Theater. I love seeing comedy at Chicago Theater.
You know what? Screw it. I always wait to do it.
Do it now.
Let's do it now. If you're caller
we'll
6 and 7 to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, you are on your way. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see Brian Regan at Chicago Theater on the 17th. And that man is hilarious. You will enjoy yourself. So call us right now, 312-540-0670.
For years, Lawrence, I would refer to the Bears fandom as being defined by quarterback starvation.
Oh, yeah.
We were in a vast quarterback desert with no sign of an oasis of any kind. And we still have yet to have a single quarterback in the history of the franchise throw 30 touchdowns. And we've yet to have a single quarterback in the history of the franchise throw for 4,000 yards. I believe it's just us and the Jets. Or did Joe Namath throw for 4,000 yards and they've had none since? That might be the case. But either way, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer, and that is on the table. Now, as much as I don't like letting statistics define whether a guy has broken out or developed, I think we all know that Caleb Williams has developed dramatically this year.
I think we did a whole show yesterday talking about the development and the different points inside the development where you could make that assumption.
Absolutely. Looking at it holistically, relying on our instincts, and having watched every play, us and the listeners, and knowing what he was told to work on in the offseason, which he commented again on today. He commented on all the things that he was told to work on and everything that he's doing better and why it's working with him and Ben. But 4,000 yards is a big, big deal.
I'm totally okay with him chasing it. And it's one of the conversations that Zach and I got into last Friday, where you look up and shout out to Clay Harbor, because he was like, look, is it crazy to think that he might be able to pick up the 600 yards that he needs to get to 4,000? And then when you really looked at what San Francisco's defense looks like, and you really look at Detroit's defense, and we'll do a closer examination of it during Turn the Page at 4 o'clock. But those are defenses that are giving up a lot of yards and a lot of points.
And it makes sense to go after the weak spots of said defenses. And Ben didn't do that last week with Caleb to chase any numbers. He just had to, and that was a way to do it.
It's a weird place, because ordinarily I wouldn't want someone to go for an accolade and try to, you know, put that front, make that the thing that's most important. But as far as the regular season goes, not the whole thing, but as far as the regular season goes, the Bears have reached their goal. They have won their division.
Well, I want to know.
They are going to the playoffs, and hopefully they'll be the number two seed.
I want to know to what extent you'd be okay with that. Let's discuss. But let's hear Caleb.
Well, we can't, because Tyler's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh, that's what's happening?
Yeah, he's helping our people that won Brian Regan tickets.
That's because somebody made a decision to give away the Brian Regan tickets early. Who did that?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay.
That was a good decision.
He's going to be back.
No, I don't think so.
You think he's leaving? He too. It'll just be us. We'll just be here.
And then I'll leave at like 5:15, something like that.
Sure. Sure. You know? It all works out. But but realizing that Caleb can get to 4,000 yards inside the structure of the Bears offense, I don't have a problem. It seems like it's important to him. And as long as it's not him going out of his way to do it, if he does it with the plays that are called, I'm totally fine with it.
All right, so I flashed to a basketball moment from my youth, which is that dude getting the triple-double.
throwing his own rebound.
Yeah, getting his own rebound. Who was
They've
it?
They've outlawed that now, yeah. Right? You can't do that anymore, I don't think.
Two different people did it.
Be like, oh, let me get this rebound.
Yeah, I need one more rebound. Let me take a shot. Oh, got the rebound myself. So, I flashed to that kind of thing. But in the NFL, we're also seeing open celebrations by teams who are knocked out of the playoffs as their players hit contract incentives.
And I do love that. I want guys to get paid. And we saw it last week, or two weeks ago, with the kid from the 49ers. Where he's got another incentive that he can hit for 600 yards receiving, where he gets another $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's an incentive in Caleb's deal. I would suspect that there isn't. But I just think that it's kind of cool that it's not like it's 400 yards. It's not like Ben Johnson has to say, you know what, we're going to run the oop-de-oop. We are running five wide every play so that Caleb can get this. They're going to have a chance because of how bad Detroit's defense is for him to get that organically. And as long as it's done organically, that if that's a goal that he wants to chase, and guess what? He could have a Brock Purdy game and maybe throw five touchdowns this week, and then you get both.
Yeah.
Then you get the 30 touchdowns, and maybe you get the 4,000 yards too.
And maybe you do, and maybe that would be just fine. Ricky Davis is the former Cleveland Cavalier, I believe, at the time, who got himself the triple-double. And there was another, it was a Shaq teammate on Orlando that I can never remember. But these are deep and old references. But I don't think it would have that kind of feel if they got my guys Chip Help and Max Protect.
Yeah, they're out there. Like, let's.
Hey, there's another dump off to Cole Kmet. Hey, there's another dump off to. Oh, look at that, Loveland. Even though they're up in 21, well, you got to put them away. You got to make sure you put them away.
Well, I might have. That's some nuance that I would maybe have some questions about. But Tyler, let's hear from Caleb on the idea of chasing 4,000 yards.
You're 270 yards away from getting to 4,000. To what extent does that matter to you?
Yeah, I think for me, it'd be cool just in the sense of there's never been one here, and you know, I think I was brought here for, you know, those type of things and those type of moments that things that haven't been done here, you know, to try and be able to accomplish, and you know, I think it, you know, like I've said before, the self goals and all of that always gets swept under when you go for the team goals, and that's winning ball games. And so that's first and foremost in my mind. That's first and foremost for this team, because the most important thing is winning ball games and heading into the playoffs with, you know, some momentum and some good energy heading into the playoffs.
You gain your obviously understanding that this franchise's struggles with the quarterback position in the past. What does that do to drive you in terms of the idea of shattering records and to really assert yourself as atop the record books here in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I knew that coming here, and like you said, and that's a goal of mine is to be the top of them all. I want to be the best quarterback, not only for Chicago but in the league, and you know, that starts with consistency. That starts with me preparing the right way, and so it's important to me, because that's, you know, I don't get up to be mediocre. I don't get up to you know, not come to work and, you know, be at my best and go on the football field and, you know, do what I do. And so I want to keep growing. I want to keep growing for myself. I want to keep growing for my legacy, but I also want to keep growing for this team.
Makes all the sense in the world. Joe Namath, yes, 4,000 yards in 1967 for the Jets. They've had none since. Cleveland got 4,000 yards from Brian Sipe in 1980, and they've had none since. So, yeah, you know, you've got...
There's the team record. There's, yep, 4,000 yards. There's a lot there, and there's the opportunity to end up being the two seed. And if they're up 21 or something, maybe I do want him to be put in bubble wrap for the rest of the game. I don't know, but I'd have to feel it out. But I'm okay with him, because he's clearly giving you, here are the team goals. Yes, and for the most part, they have gotten those team goals. There's one more thing left to do, and that's to be the number two seed. Here are some individual goals, and they are in sight. And it's not crazy for him to go off and get those yards. So I hope that he does it. I think it would be great.
Shout out to Patrick from Gage Park. Anthony Bowie is the one.
Oh, yeah, Anthony Bowie.
Before Ricky Davis, it was Anthony Bowie when the Magic defeated the Pistons, and he stood there and got the last one. Was an assist. It was an assist. He took like a full court pass with Detroit not even on the court anymore, so he could get that 10th assist and get the triple-double.
Patrick Manley has got thoughts about your Chicago Bears winning the North. That's next on The Score.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manley.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manley.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manley is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Brian Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft Beer Mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manley.
I noticed Scott Daly, the long snapper, had no problem just being right there in front of the heaters. Not to call him out, but I mean...
Can we share a little bit here?
He's like,
come
yeah.
on, Scott.
Who wants to meet with a long snapper? I'm right over here if you need me. Just right here.
You know who was not cold? Scott Daly. Scott Daly had that heater covered, man. I taught him well. The only thing is I got mad at when the O-line walked over there, you get the heck out of the way, man. When I would see you guys coming or D-line or whoever, you do not be seen. You use the heck out of while you guys are playing. It's like he's got to like, yeah. And I'm like, Scott, move, man. Just move over there and like hold a ball, spin it, do something.
Patrick Manley with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff. Of course, the Manley snap.
On 670 The Score.
Patrick Manley joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. The protocol of the special teamer in that open is a lovely, lovely thing. How you feeling, man? Like, usually week 19 in the NFL is when we figure out what day the post-mortem is coming. And you're like, I don't want to, you know, I got to make sure I'm in town for the post-mortem because who knows who gets fired? Not this year,
right?
Huh? It's pretty fun.
No, well, what's funny is being today is Wednesday. The last couple of years, I might have put my prep off for later in the week. I might have got a little lazy like the team would be. But I'm all excited. I've already started to rewatch week two's game. I'm just excited for this week and then the playoffs, obviously. But it's just a whole different feeling, and you can feel it around the city. But you know, I hear your guys' voices as well. But it's just it's fun, and this is what the city deserves, and I just can't wait to see what happens against the Lions, obviously, but in 2 weeks at Soldier Field.
Patrick, take us inside a little bit. What's it like when guys are close to hitting incentives in their contract late in the season?
You get excited for guys because you know it's extra money, right? And then I heard you guys talk about Caleb and trying to get to 4,000 yards. To me, what he was saying was, hell yeah, I want 4,000 yards. He said it in a nice way. You know, he wants to be the first guy to do that. I do like the fact he said that I was brought here to do that. But yet, that's what guys are there for. You know, I mean, that's what teammates are there for, to help them get to those incentives. I would do that for Robbie. Like, if Robbie ever got hit incentives, I'd be excited. I might get a little extra cash or something. But when they did get it, you would get excited for them. That's what you play the game for. It's teammateship, it's camaraderie, and all that kind of stuff. So you get excited for them. And hopefully, there's a lot of guys' contracts. They get rewarded this weekend.
Did you think that we might see this version of Caleb Williams by this point this year?
I was hoping, Matt. I was hoping, right? I think we all were hoping. I think our evaluation this year was not the playoffs, not what seed the Bears would be playing for in the last week of the year. It would be more, what does Caleb look like? Are we ready for next year? Well, God, he blew it out of the water. I mean, he's done it the last 4 or 5 weeks. I think he's taken that step. And I think it's just visually you can see it pre-snap. Post-snap, he just looks a lot more comfortable. I just went back. I've gone through three quarters of the first Lions game, and you can just see the game has slowed down to him. And I'm talking not just post-snap, pre-snap. He looks comfortable motioning guys now. You know, the big play to Colson Loveland where he got them to jump off sides. I think that's true command of the offense, understanding what's going on, how to use your snap count, and feeling very comfortable pre-snap. But I think what I've seen now with Caleb, I'm extremely happy. And what I'm excited about, guys, is we're not talking about what draft seed this offseason is going to be, like where we're going to be. I'm hoping it's number 32, right? We're talking about what is going to be next year. What seed are they going to be in the playoffs? Not what are they going to be in the playoffs or if they're going to be in the playoffs. I think with what Caleb has shown this year, the answer to wrap up your question there, is what Caleb has shown this year. We're going to be talking about what seed they're playing for next year.
When you look at the Bears defense, and I get that last week they're playing against one of the better offenses, but even in games where that's not been the case, there have been some struggle. What are you seeing on the tape?
On defense? I'm sorry, I missed you there for a second.
Yeah, on defense.
Well, they're not getting after the passer, obviously. They're just not winning their one-on-ones. And they talked about it. They don't have the guys to do it. And I'm upset that Montez Sweat is not that guy. He's the hall of very good, or he's a very good football player, but he's just not the guy that's getting there consistently when you want it done. His sack numbers are decent, but I want to see more. I want to see more disruption. I want to see more sack fumbles. I want to see just more chaos in the backfield from him. Grady Jarrett, I don't think is getting enough that I've seen in the past. I do think age or injury has caught up to him a little bit. And then going back to last week, man, Kyle Shanahan obviously is brilliant. You just saw linebackers standing still. They weren't moving. I mean, there's so many motions and all that kind of stuff going on that their eyes are going everywhere trying to find the ball. That's a tough game to evaluate because Kyle Shanahan, without Trent Williams, without Kittle, still put him in the blender, right? So he's very, very good. But I'm just scared that they can't stop the run. They can't get after the passer. And if they can't cause these turnovers, guys, we're going to see what we did week two against the Lions. Well, I'm not going to say it's going to be 52 points. And then you're going to see what you saw against the 49ers. So you're going to have to outscore them.
Hey, Patrick, the dynamic kickoff has been super interesting to watch this year with the advent of the dirty kick that Cairo has gotten good at and how, you know, teams attack. Josh Blackwell returned a lot of kicks for the Bears. And I'm like, where is Devin Duvernay? Because Blackwell's got some caution to him. I thought he made a couple of bad choices. Is it possible for the Bears as a return team to prioritize getting Duvernay the ball? Or because of the dirty kick, are they spread too far apart that you can't do that kind of thing anymore?
No, I think they're just kicking it to him. And I think you're right. Josh Blackwell's also put the ball on the ground a couple times. He's recovered his own fumble. So if I'm the special teams coach, I'm kicking it to Josh. And that's a fellow that's a Duke player to a Duke player. So he needs to improve on that. But guys, I forgot watching that Dallas game, watching the Detroit game, Luther Burden was back there earlier in the year. Maybe he's too valuable to put back there. But I think when the playoffs come or these, you know, important games come around, you put him back there because he's so good with the ball in his hand. But if I'm the special teams coach, I'm kicking at Josh Blackwell. That's what I'm doing. I've seen him put the ball on the ground too much, and that's the thing. If you can get takeaways on special teams, that's huge.
But I feel like, you know, you used to be able to make sure, like you'd line them both up in the middle, and then they would split based on where the kick goes.
Yeah. Now you can line drive it easier towards that player.
Yeah.
Yes, you can pick what player you're kicking it to, for sure. That's, with the new kickoff rules, for sure, that's what they're doing. Because normally you just kick it up in the air and you can run under it.
Right.
Because the hang time's so long. Now you take away the hang time, it's just all direction.
How would you feel about the Bears facing the Packers in the playoffs?
I'm in. Let's go. I think we're all in, right? And honestly, if you think about it team-wise, who's more injured than anybody else going in the playoffs? It's the Packers. And I think it stinks to play them three times, I guess also three times this close together. But I'd rather face them when you watch all these other teams. I know the Rams lost to the Falcons, but I still would want to play the Packers. And then the other part is, guys, the theater would just be amazing. Just so good for this city. And if we win, it makes it even sweeter.
Yeah, it would feel right. You know, it's funny. I was at that in the stands for that one that ends with the DJ Moore touchdown, the walk-off in overtime. Mm-hmm. And I said the next day or the 2 days later, whatever, that it had the vibes, a similar vibe to when the Cubs caught past the Cardinals in 2015. But I stopped short of saying it was we've passed the organizational rival because it was regular season and it is to win the division. To do it in the playoffs would have that kind of significance. You're not there yet.
Oh, I think so. I definitely think so. And then it just this team, guys, to me, it's still young, right? They're still learning how to win. You've got a young quarterback, receivers. You just got a lot of young guys. And I know Ben Johnson talks about the veterans are helping those guys, but a lot of these core players, they're going to be here for a long time to help this sustain success, are young, and they need these opportunities, and they need to learn. So if you can go beat the Packers in the playoffs like that, that's a huge one. That is a big one. They'll say, hey, I've been there before. I've done this before. I'm ready for the next game.
Patrick, as always, we appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
I will. Have a good night, guys. You guys don't celebrate too hard.
We'll do our best.
No chance.
We'll do our best.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, he can tell you what to do. I'm just going to have a long snapper IPA and probably a pizza, and that's it.
That's perfect.
That's the way you do it. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. Oh. Bye, Patrick.
See you guys.
That is Patrick Manley of our team here at The Score. We love talking with him. We also love talking with Matt Forte, and we're going to talk with him about this Bears team as they get ready for the Lions. We'll get his thoughts about Caleb maybe going for 4,000, all sorts of stuff. We're here with you. We are live and local. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.